The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 232. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. If you love Celtic music and want to see the Celtic nations, want to learn the truth about King Arthur and the Holy Grail, join your podcast host Mark Gunn in 2016 as I lead a Celtic invasion of Cornwall. We will explore Celtic culture and Arthurian legends. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician, geek, and your podcast host. And that was Castle Bay with Motorwort, Kiss Me Quick, and Stool of Repentance from Rantin' Rovin' Robin. Well, I had a great time at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival for the first weekend of the Kilted Kings. It was a great show, and I am tired. Came in late last night, and nice and worn down. So I decided I wanted to do a mellow Celtic music show today. Before we get to it, I want to thank our latest patron, Kelly. You are awesome. I'm talking about the patrons of the podcast. Basically, you can make a per episode donation to this podcast, you know, $1 per episode. So like it comes out to about $4 a month and less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So every little bit helps to keep this show running, and you get specials that come out of it. You can become a patron. Go to CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. In the meantime, let's get on with the music. Next up is Canned Haggis with Planxty Irwin from Rough Draft.
Thank you. Shoot the ball like a shoot, 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 shoot the There's four who share this room, and we work hard for the craft. And sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to Mass. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. My ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her I'd be coming home with my pockets full of green. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it gets further by the day. It's a long way from Clare.
After Can Hang Us was was Sur de Vatican by Jennifer Lico Shelton from A Thousand Curses on Love. Then came String Thaw with Keen O'Hara and Bridget Cruz from Smooth Sailing. Then Jill Chambliss and Scooter Muse with From Claire to Here from The Lava Rock. Celtic music news. I don't have a whole lot of news this week. However, you can join the Irish and Celtic Music Club on Facebook. This is for fans of the podcast. Great way to interact with some of the listeners. And do you want one of the 2015 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirts? You can now save 40% off the shirt price from now until the end of November 2015, when that design will be discontinued. So go to CelticMusic.org to the Celtic t-shirts link, or just follow the link in the show notes. Use coupon code PODCASTFAN, and you'll save 40% on that shirt. After this month, James McDaniel will design the 2016 shirt, so get yours now. It's a beautiful shirt, so check it out. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Ed Miller with All We Can Call Our Ain. I love this song. It's so beautiful. And it's from his album, Many's the Fine Tale, which is an awesome album while we're at it.
Forgive me, my lady, if I come to your nest, but I watched your fine husband fly off to the west, and I wondered a long while what way was the best to ask ye to bide and to hear me. We've lived lying together, paid each other nae heed. I've watched ye tag fish, and ye've watched me back breed. But noo ye maun list a tale o' misdeed, if ye're to save this fine brood that lies near ye, frae them that despise ye and fear ye. And the wind and the pine, it's yours and it's mine, and it's all we can call our ain. There's a time to sing, and a time to take wing, till this land wants your beauty again. Our troubles, they started 100 years syne. We a prince made a lies, and shoe buckle shine. He tricked all our men folk with promises fine, and brought us a lang here to Raven. And the redcoats they harried through Clachan and field, but the cunning they carried was worse than cold steel. They broke every bond between chieftain and chiel, and they left us wi' nocht to believe in, and the future o' sorrow and grieving. And the wind and the pines, it's yours and it's mine, and it's all we can call the rain. There's a time to sing, and the time to take wing, till this land wants our beauty again. Now our chief was our father, his children his clan, but now he's nae mercy for woman nor man. He's hungry for riches, for profit and land, and he's filled up with lies that should shame him. He's brought the great Cheviot here to the glen, for the 6 times the profit in sheep as in men. He's told us to go, he cares not where or when, and he laughs when all the world blames him, for he's proud of the greed that has claimed him. And the wind and the pines, it's yours and it's mine, and that's all we can call a rain. There's a time to sing and a time to take away till this land wants her beauty again. This warning for me, and take your fine husband and teach him to flee. For new wars are coming, and ye will learn to see the new kind of hate that will wage there. For the men that come now will be forced to take heed, for the maesters, no matter how cruel their creed. And pheasants and grouse is all that they'll breed, to hunt them and kill them and cage them, for freedom's a word to enrage them. And the wind in the pines, it's yours and it's mine, and it's all we can call the rain. There's a time to sing and the time to take away till this land wants her beauty again. And though I must leave now and sail far away, I'll think on your beauty till my dying day. And I pray we'll return to a new Highland way when this land they call Scotland wants beauty, and our guardians remember their duty. And the wind in the pines, it's yours and it's mine, and it's all we can call the rain. There's a time to sing and a time to take wing till this land wants our beauty.
Thank you.
back again. How many miles to Babylon? 70. Down on the carpet you shall kneel, while the green grass grows at your feet. Stand up straight, choose the one you love, and choose the one you love. If wishes were horses and beggars could ride, I'd be over the sea, you at my side. And if fifths and ants were pots and pans, there'd be no work for a traveler. Upstairs and downstairs, in my nightgown, peering through the windows and crying through the locks. Where is my sweetheart? It's 8 o'clock. Lavender green, lavender blue, if you love me, I will love you. I'll skip over ocean and I'll dance over sea. All the birds in the world can't catch me.
After Ed Miller was Beat Smash Square with the Strayaway Child. It was from an MP3 that I got from mp3.com many, many, many years ago. Then came Clandestine with Babylon from To Anybody at All, one of my absolute favorite songs ever. Just gorgeous, beautiful, hello, wish you were there. I want your feedback. Email, written, or audio comment to music@CelticMusicPodcast.com or call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? Send me your pictures of what you're doing or your travels to Ireland or Scotland. I'd like to share them with others in the show notes. John Thompson wrote, "Hey Mark, two more excellent shows. I was surprised to hear you play Tamlin by Coyote Run, although it was a great choice for Halloween. They are an awesome band. They play the PA Ren Faire a lot. Between Wick and Flame is a fantastic album. They've got a bunch, but two of my other favorites are Places and Coyote Run Plead to the Fifth. If there's any chance you can get a hold of some tunes from either of those, it would be great for your listeners. The Fiddle Special is amazing as well. Glad you got Burning Bridget Cleary in there. Their tunes were also not your typical Celtic music, but it definitely showcases their talent. I'm happy to help support this incredible podcast on Patreon. Keep up the great work." Thanks, John. I really appreciate your feedback. I know I have at least one of their albums, and I haven't played them in a while, so I'll see if I can get them on a future show. And thank you again for being a patron of the podcast. Hank Woodward wrote, "Hi, Mark. This is Hank in East Tennessee again, wishing a festive Halloween Samhain season for you and your family. You continue to do a fantastic job with the podcast, and I'm eagerly awaiting the upcoming Celtic Halloween show a few weeks back. I've got my own Samhain 2015 playlist put together, and I'd love to get your opinion of it. Once again, thank you so much for putting out all that phenomenal Celtic music for us all to enjoy. Sláinte." Thanks, Hank. I'm adding that playlist to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com/232. So if anyone wants to see it, and please remind me next October, the beginning of next October, so I can rate it for next year's show. Finally, Lori Gardner wrote, "Hello, Mark. I'm listening to one of your shows at the moment and decided to write a quick note. The music is always excellent. I studied traditional music as a teenager and sang with some wonderful artists. Even though I did not continue singing in public, I was captivated by Scottish music and tradition and still love listening and singing folk music. Your show has been a perfect way for me to stay connected to the traditional music world. For the past 8 years, my husband and I have spent 2 weeks a year in the UK. We have been to such wonderful places. I love that you help more people visit as part of your dedication to a beautiful musical style. Thank you. The picture is from our recent trip to the Highlands, from the walls of the ruin of Kilchurn Castle on Loch Awe in Dalmally, a gorgeous little place. Well worth adding to one of your tours. Have a wonderful day, Lori. P.S. I typically put your show on while I bake or prepare food, especially long-haul dishes like meatballs or breaded chicken, and also while editing photographs." Thanks so much, Lori. I will have to look those locations up that you mentioned. She also added a little note about a little pub, which you'll see in the show notes. You can read about it. But I'll see if I can add them to the next Celtic invasion of Scotland, though at present, I'm not sure when that will be. So stay tuned. All right, let's get back to the music. We just have a little bit more to go. Next up is the Blarnacles with Off to California from Got Blarnacles.
has slain the Earl of Murray and laid him on the green. He was a broad gallant, and he played at the ball. The bonny Earl of Murray was a fool among them all. Woe be tidy Huntly, wherefore will ye take? I bade ye bring him to me, forbade ye him to say. He was a broad gallant, and he played at the ring. The bonny Earl of Murray might have been the king. So doom, ere she sees the Earl of Murray gone sounding through the
Tralee. cool shade of evening, her mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet not was her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Although lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
After the Blarnacles was the Selkie Girls with Bonnie Earl Moray from Parting Glass, then Jed Marum with Rose of Tralee from Confederate Songs of Ireland. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. Your active voting will help define the top 20 songs of 2015 at the end of the year. We're going to finish up the show with Liz Madden. This is the Night Visiting song featuring Joni Madden. It's from her album, Legacy. I hope you enjoyed the show. Nice mellow mood for you. And I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
I must away now. I can no longer tarry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the most. And when he came to his true love's dwelling, he knelt down gently upon a stone.
They were locked in each other's
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes or email me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com.